Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. Father God, we come before the name of Jesus. We bless you for all that you are enable us to do from morning till now to achieve, O God. And thank you for the strength that provide the good health, the support, the encouragement, the victories, the miracles that you have done. And we pray. At this time, oh God, we want to thank you for our jobs and incomes and the ministry and the church and the places that you have placed us and how you answer our prayers and how you stabilize us, Lord. And we do pray also, Lord, now for our brothers and sisters who are in need of certain things in their life. They are the only one who give the good things, for every good and perfect gift is coming from God, from above. And we pray, Lord, that what you give also of gifts will not add to troubles. We pray for healing for those who are sick. We pray for protection from coronavirus. We pray also for those who have no job and income, provide them job and income. And I pray also for stabilization of the work and the income and the visas and the families in the areas that you had to place all of us in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for this place, oh God, that you had put your church in UAE and the extension in Oman, Kuwait, in India, and Sri Lanka, and also Philippines, and Iraq, and America, Australia, Malawi, and also Myanmar, and also Sierra Leone. Bless your church, oh God, make it prosper. Bless each and every family worker and member and pastors and elders of the church. Pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon each and every one of them, O Lord, that you will do your will and you will evangelize. Let help us to let our life shine before men, that they can see and they praise you, Father God. And we pray that you will continue to give your word and spread it in the way that you want it to be, as you command us and said that you are, that we are the light of the world, O Lord. O God, as we follow you, we receive light from you and we'll give it to others. We pray for more areas to be reached out with the gospel. We pray for more villages, towns, cities, families, languages, O God. You enable us, Lord. We ask to give us more fruit of the Holy Spirit and to have the character and the attitude of Jesus. Give us more patient love, joy, peace, perseverance, and self-control, and long-suffering, faith and faithfulness and humility. We pray, Lord, that you will fill us and refill us once again with the Holy Ghost, that to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to evangelize, to exhort, to teach, to pastor, to prophesy. I pray for gift of healing, gift of faith, our Lord, gift of giving, whatever gift we lack as a church. We plead with you, Lord, that send your Holy Spirit, and here we are as we worship you, as we come to hear your word, O God, speak to us, fill us with your word, and fill us with the Holy Spirit, and empower us, and anoint us to go on and serve you. Lord, we pray for the item of the worship tonight, this evening, and all the message, and all the songs, and the prayers, and the giving, and the instruments. And I pray also, Lord, that I know this recording and make it reach to the place and to the people, Lord, that you want it to reach, O God. We thank you, Lord. Edify us with your word. Cleanse us, O God. Put us in the right path that you want us to be. Speak to us. We thank you and praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. It's time for worship of God, to sing unto him, to give him the glory and the honor. give him the praise, the glory and honor as we sing songs to God, the Holy Spirit will dwell in us, and God will move and do great things for our behalf. Position and persecution, but we trust, O God, you will spread your word, you will raise the people from death, you will do miracles, you will heal the sick, O God, you will open the eyes of the blind, you will heal the lame, you will deliver people from drunkenness, from prostitution, from whatever bondages. The Holy Spirit will go before us and do all great things. Even now, O Lord, we come at your feet to hear your word and to surrender our life and our will unto you, Lord. Draw us near to you, O God, as we are down at your feet, O Lord.
Yeah.
our feet, O God. Speak to us and guide us. Speak to each and every one of us as we seek your face. Sacrifice, O Lord, the part of our bodies. Show us your ways. Renew our mind. Transform each and every one of us who are here and other places, that you may taste and approve your good and pleasing and perfect will. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto God. Let's bring to Him what you for you, for Him. And God has blessed us much. He gave us much material things, spiritual things, blessing. And let us be grateful to God and bring to Him what you do for Him from tithes and offerings and first fruits and vows and burnt offerings and whatever the Holy Spirit will prompt us to give to Him. Thank you, God. We bless you for all that you give and you provide. Lord, bless this amount of offerings and tithes and first fruit and multiply them and use them to reach the lost, oh God. We pray also, Lord, that you open the windows of heaven and open the windows of heaven and your blessing upon your church and your people and rebuke whatever devour, fine, accident, penalties and whatever stealing and things that the devil will use to take your blessing, we rebuke them all by your promise and by your word, O God. And we pray that all nations will know that we are blessed by you. And Lord, anoint those who will take care of this money. They will use them wisely to do the work of yours and your will. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ruth, chapter 3. And we'll start today this chapter, as we are meditating from the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? Let's pray, Lord, anoint my lips, O God, put verses and statements, scriptures, so that we'll be nourished with your word, O God. We'll be directed by the scriptures and the Holy Spirit. Speak to us and teach us and direct us. Thank you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In Naomi, that now she is proposing for her that she will work out with her and with God to find for her to have a family. Now, Naomi, she was staying at home, and she's observing the progress that God is doing in their life and how they come back, they settle, and Ruth now is a faithful term. She called her my daughter, and she got job, and there is food coming and income. And now, most likely that what she's speaking to her now is an inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Yes, she was staying at home, but she was meditating on the goodness of God, and as she was observing and watching, God was also speaking to her about the next step. And now she can see that God is restoring things step by step. You know, when she says, shall I not seek rest for thee that it may be well with thee? Now she was speaking about the truth she's going to marry. Marriage and having children is a reward from the Lord. Amen? Marriage and having children is a reward come from the Lord. Now, wisdom, God will give his reward. Now, God now is rewarding Ruth. Now, why he's rewarding Ruth? What Ruth had done. Now, we need to meditate on it so you will know where you are in the plan of God in your life. Why God is rewarding Ruth? Ruth responded first to the call of God. How she responded? She left her father and her mother. She left her native land. And she gave her life to the Lord. The Lord God became her God, and she started to follow him, and she started to obey him. And Ruth did her part well toward God and toward men, toward her mother-in-law. How she did her part well toward God? When she reached Bethlehem, she reached to the place that he wanted her to be. She is there. Ruth, how she was faithful to God, she started to live a holy life. Ruth did not go for boyfriend, or she make a problem, or go for gossip. She moved forward to look for job. She started looking for job because she wanted to earn her living. She was not living independent on the work of others, but she worked herself and earned her living, and that is what God wanted from her. Now, how she did well toward her mother-in-law? She was working, she cared for her, she stayed with her, she came back with her, and she provided also for her. And now is the time that God came, the time that came now, that God is going to reward Ruth. Now the other question, will Ruth was ready for marriage at that time? If you say yes, I would say yes. But what was the criteria that we know that she is ready for marriage? Because many they want to marry. But there's a criteria. Are you meeting this criteria that God had ordained in the scripture? What was the criteria of Ruth? First, she was a widow, right? She's not married. Yeah? She's a widow. Second, she has no children. Yeah? She has no children that she needs to take care of. Third, she was a believer in God. Amen? Fourth, was she mature? She was a mature person. Fifth, was she a responsible person? Yes, hardworking, responsible. She was a decent person. What else? She was in the right place that God wanted her to be. That's where in Bethlehem. Was she having a house? Yes, she was living in the house. What she has? She has inheritance, right? She has inheritance. Maybe she has no savings, but she has inheritance. What else she has? Make her fit for marriage. She has work, right? And she has also income. And she's a godly woman. So this spiritually she is prepared. Materially also she is prepared. She is young still. She has good health. Now, check yourself now. What? You see here from one verse, how we can meditate and go through a lot of things that God wants to speak to us. Now, apply the message now. Personalize this verse on your life. How much now from you are in the scriptures, and how much you are away from the scriptures. And come back to the Lord. Because we sang down at your feet. Yeah. Down at his feet, we are in the position to listen and to obey. In verse 2, and now is not Boaz of our country with whose maidens thou wast. Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Now, Naomi opened up to her who is the proposed man. And she told her, who is he? And so most likely what Naomi was speaking, God was speaking to her about these details. She told her, who is the man? The man was Boaz. And she told her, the man that you are working with, his girls in the field, and she mentioned to her that he is working tonight in the threshing floor. Now, Boaz came to the picture now. Now, the question is, was Boaz a man ready for marriage or no? Let us see. Was he ready for marriage? If you say yes, what are the criteria that he is fit for marriage? First, he was married or single man? He was a single man. How we know that he is single man? Because when he worked, he was sleeping in the threshing floor. It means that he has no family. So he was a single. Was he a believer or no? He is a believer, yes. You know the word of God. Was he mature, responsible? Oh yes, we come to know that his work is organized, everything in order, and he's hard working, he loves his work, and he is well to do. He has people with him, and he have some resources and income, right? And that make him able to care of a wife and children, care for our family. He has a field, he has a place to live, he has good income, he is a believer, he is mature, responsible person. And beside that, he is one of their kindred, that he is fit and he is called by God to marry the widow Ruth, based on Deuteronomy chapter 25. So here, speak about marriage, scriptures must be fulfilled. How about if he is married? How about if he has no work? You can't speak about marriage. Everything should be fall into place. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 25. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 25 and verse 5 and 6. If a brethren dwell together and one of them die and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her and take her to him to wife and perform the duty of an husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother which is dead, that his name be not put out of Israel. Now, based on this scripture, Boaz was the person who is called by God to marry Ruth. Plus, he is ready. Now, that's why the proposal came about him. So, nothing will go haphazard. Everything, when the Spirit speak, the scripture also must be fulfilled. And verse 3, Rose chapter 3, verse 3. Are we learning good things today? Amen. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. But she told her now how to do these things now. She told her, wash yourself. Take a bath. Why she need to take a bath? Why we are taking bath? So that the dirt will go and the sweat and the debris of skin will go away. And after that, what she told her, after taking bath, what she would do? And anoint thee. The word anoint means that you will put olive oil, because that's what we understand from the scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 40, about the use of the oil to anoint. Means to anoint is to invite the Holy Spirit and God's presence in your life. That's the spiritual meaning. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 40, I think the first part of it. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all the coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil. So here, it means that they were using the oil of the olive to anoint themselves. Now why Why she told her anoint with oil of olive oil? Why she did not tell her anoint with a perfume? Have you get the point here? See here the difference. To anoint with oil is to invite the holy presence of God in her life. David said, he anoint my head with oil. Oil of gladness and joy. To the contrary to the anointing of with oil in the book of Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 17, when the prostitute went out to meet the man, let us read what she had put on her, what she said. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 17. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. So she did not put oil. She put perfume. Now, what is the difference here about perfume and oil? We spoke that ointment is oil, to anoint with oil is to invite the oil. Invite the Holy Spirit, God's presence. What else? Why she should not put perfume? Because perfume will bring a smell, yeah? And will attract the smell of the man. You know what she told in verse 3? Was thou said, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man. Now, she will put perfume. The perfume, anyone is there, he will smell there's somebody else there coming because of the perfume. So here we understand how we need to care for ourselves. How not to... using perfume is attract other people to us. The point here is to put oil so that the smell will not be spread and the man will not pay attention to somebody else. Now, what else you told her? She put the oil, put raiment, and she was wearing his dress. And in verse 15, we can see what she was wearing. She was wearing a veil, a long dress that covered her head to the feet. Verse 15 also, he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee. That was her dress, a very modest dress. She was asked by her mother-in-law to dress. And she told her, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man. Why should you not make yourself known unto the man? Because if she will come and face him in the evening, he will not meet her, he will not allow her to come in. So here, the point of Noemi is that the man will be confronted with the issue of marriage directly. Until, she told her, you wait, let him eat and drink, eating and drinking, because that was his place. After he finishes his work, he will eat and drink, then he will sleep. In verse 4, it shall be when he lays down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. Now, this is what Noemi told Ruth, listen to me, this cannot be used now. Even at that time, we can say we cannot be used unless God has spoke to her. Noemi, she will not tell her, do this and go beside the man, unless the Holy Spirit have taught very clearly to the mother-in-law what this girl she need to do. And she told her, when he shall lie down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. You know where he going to sleep. And thou shalt go in, uncover his his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. So the main things that when she will go there, the first thing that you're going to speak or to tell that man, she will tell him what God wants him to do about her to marry her. Because he will tell you what you need to do. And again, this is, we cannot use it today because Ruth, she did like this, I can do that. No. Unless the Holy Spirit will speak in a very clear way. In verse 5, and she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. So here see, Ruth, not only obedient and humble, because she says she obeyed her mother-in-law, but she has confidence in her mother-in-law. You know, we are remembering that when they came back on the way from Moab to Bethlehem, Naomi told them very clearly, don't make me responsible for your marriage. I am not going to take you with me thinking that you, that I will arrange for you. It cannot be. I will not do that. But now, herself, she said to her, I will find a home for you. It means that Naomi is seeing something now different. He's seeing the plan of God to restore. And also with the time that they will live together, she comes to know that Naomi is an honest person. She has confidence on her. You know, see, this is a very beautiful thing, that younger people should respect and should obey the elders who are over them, because they can give them the instructions, the advices that will help them in their life. God's willing, next week we will continue this story. Amen. We will learn more good things so we can apply in our lives. Let's all stand. Let us continue to be at the feet of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Check yourself now. Where are you in the marriage plan of God? And speaking to those single, those widows, those who has no children, check yourself, whether you are Ruth or Boaz. Are you a godly person? Are you physically prepared? Are you a mature and responsible person? Is there somebody over you who will give you advices and you are respecting or you are throwing away? Check yourself. Are you a hard-working person? Are you a candidate to be rewarded by the Lord? Come to God. Confess your sin. Renounce them. Humble down before God and before the elders. Thank you, God, for your word. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Speak to us more. Guide us with your word. Teach us. Speak your plans to us. Take your word and spread it and make it reach your church and your people who are in need of it. Oh God, bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.